Imagine waking up naked on a British highway with no idea how human bodies work, disgusted by the strange appendages and bizarre customs of these creatures called humans. This is precisely how our story begins, with an alien sent to Earth to assume the identity of Cambridge mathematician Professor Andrew Martin, who has just solved the Riemann hypothesis, a breakthrough that could advance human technology too quickly. The alien's mission? Eliminate all evidence of this discovery and anyone who knows about it, including Andrew's wife Isabel, teenage son Gulliver, and colleague Daniel Russell. The alien species believes humans are dangerous, violent creatures who would destroy the universe if given advanced mathematical knowledge. But what begins as a mission of destruction becomes an unexpected journey into the heart of what makes us human. Our alien narrator's initial observations about humanity are both hilarious and cutting. He finds our appearance repulsive, an absurd arrangement of facial features, and our customs bewildering. When offered coffee, he spits the hot, foul, acidic liquid across the room. Our obsession with money, status, and appearance strikes him as evidence of our primitive nature. Yet, as he navigates human society, these clinical observations deepen. Why do humans create purposeless art? Why cry at music? Why risk everything for love? The alien begins to see that what appears irrational might contain wisdom his perfectly logical species lacks. This outsider perspective makes us question our own behaviors. When he notes that humans destroy themselves while congratulating their progress or build weapons before bridges, we recognize uncomfortable truths. Through his eyes, we see both our madness and our magic, how we've created Shakespeare and nuclear weapons, cathedrals and concentration camps. At the heart of this story lies the Riemann hypothesis, a mathematical problem about the distribution of prime numbers that has puzzled mathematicians for centuries. These numbers, divisible only by themselves and one, seem random, yet potentially contain hidden patterns, serving as a perfect metaphor for human existence, seemingly chaotic but meaningful. The alien comes from a world where death has been conquered, emotions eliminated, and pure logic reigns. Yet inhabiting Andrew's life makes him question whether emotionless immortality truly surpasses a brief, feeling-filled existence. Without flaws, love, misunderstandings, or even violence, what was the point? Mathematics bridges these worldviews. Just as prime numbers follow hidden patterns beneath apparent randomness, human behavior gradually reveals its own logic to our narrator. The alien begins to see that human irrationality, risking everything for love, finding beauty in impermanence, might represent a different kind of intelligence. What's the value of eternal life if you never truly feel alive? This question haunts the narrative as our protagonist discovers that mortality gives human experiences their poignancy. The family our alien enters is profoundly damaged. Isabel abandoned her history career for Andrew's work. Their son Gulliver, 15, battles depression and contemplates suicide. The real Andrew was brilliant but cold, unfaithful to Isabel, and emotionally absent from Gulliver's life. What transforms this story is how the alien notices what Andrew ignored. Isabel's eyes lighting up when discussing history, Gulliver's hidden talent for poetry and passion for astronomy, even Newton the dog's unconditional love despite years of neglect. When Gulliver attempts suicide, the alien defies his mission, using advanced knowledge to save the boy's life, his first true understanding of human love as something worth sacrificing everything for. Healing happens through small acts of attention, shared meals, honest conversations, rediscovered connections. By being present in ways the real Andrew never was, our protagonist mends wounds he didn't create. This reveals the essence of human connection, not grand gestures, but moments when we truly see each other. The alien's transformation from coldly logical being to someone capable of profound love occurs through sensory experiences. It begins with peanut butter shared with Newton the dog, discovering unexpected pleasure in the taste. This first joy opens the door to others: the beauty of Debussy's music, wine shared in a garden, the thrill of cycling. As he embraces pleasures, he also experiences suffering. When beaten after stopping a street fight, he feels true helplessness, finding comfort only in reciting prime numbers and holding Isabel's hand. Later, betraying Isabel through a brief affair teaches him the pain of causing others suffering, another crucial step in his humanization. His transformation culminates when he realizes he's genuinely fallen in love with Isabel. Looking at her, he understands that love is a way to live forever in a single moment. This epiphany leads him to request disconnection from his alien gifts, choosing humanity over immortality. Isn't this the essence of being human? Not just thinking and analyzing, but feeling, allowing ourselves to be changed by experiences, to be vulnerable, to risk pain for connection. Throughout the novel, poetry, particularly Emily Dickinson's, helps our narrator understand humanity. Initially baffled by poetry's inefficient language, he gradually appreciates its ability to capture truths that logic cannot. Dickinson's lines about hope perching in the soul and how forever is composed of nows illuminate how humans maintain optimism in darkness and find infinity within finite lives. The narrator marvels at the mathematical improbability of any specific human being born, a one in quadrillion chance multiplied by another quadrillion for every generation. This statistical miracle explains why humans believe in religion. If they can accept their own impossible existence, why not believe in something only a fraction more unlikely? The novel's most profound insight is how human beauty and meaning arise from pain and mortality. Our narrator realizes that happiness exists on the other side of hurt, and that love stems from the possibility of pain. Humans create art, forge connections, and find purpose precisely because their time is limited. Their appreciation for beauty is heightened by its transience, their joy deepened by familiarity with sorrow. The story concludes with our protagonist leaving Isabel and Gulliver, believing his presence impedes their healing. He permanently assumes Andrew Martin's identity to protect Isabel from explaining her husband's disappearance. At Stanford University, he experiences the full spectrum of human emotions, drinking wine, creating art, even catching colds. A pivotal moment occurs when he glimpses Isabel across a rain-slicked street, a moment monumental for me, yet meaningless to her, like galaxies passing through each other without collision. Later, Newton the dog finds him in a park, followed by Gulliver, now showing signs of adulthood. Their conversation reveals Isabel misses him deeply, cracking his walls of isolation. Our protagonist finally understands what he truly desires isn't mathematical perfection or immortality, but the beautiful imperfection of family life and happiness in the present moment. The story ends with his decision to go home, which is only a short walk away. In a universe of near infinite darkness, perhaps our brief flare of consciousness and connection is the true miracle, precious because it doesn't last forever. Our improbable, temporary, flawed existence is exactly what makes us beautiful.